internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast for January 10th, the year of our Lord, 2026. Man, hard to believe, it's already 2026. You remember Y2K? I remember where I was Y2K. I had to sit in the head end until 2:30 in the morning, just in cases something happened. You don't know what just in cases is for. Gotta watch the end of Love Actually. Greatest Christmas movie ever. I remember this week I said, when I worked on radio, in radio in Alaska, I said, it's after the new year. Christmas is over! Over! And then I remembered, oh, there's Russian Orthodox Christmas, and they celebrate Christmas on like, I think, if memory serves, it's January 7th. So on January 7th in Southeast Alaska, I played Christmas music. And there was a significantly large Russian Orthodox community in Southeast Alaska, because Russia first settled Alaska before the United States. And if you don't live in Sitka, if you've never been there, Sitka is where Russia signed over Alaska to the United States of America. And Sitka was, in fact, the capital of Alaska until they moved it to Juneau, probably because it was more inland and a larger area. When I lived in Sitka, it was the fifth largest town in Alaska. We had like 9,500 people living there. It's probably less now. And then I lived in there from 2003 to 2004, like July 4th. I arrived actually July 4th, 2003. I remember there was 4th of July stuff going on. And then I left in August of 2004, and in 2000, when the Rona happened, and the cruise line shut down the ships going to Alaska, the town suffered immensely. I mean, think about that. A town of 9,500 people had 10,000 people every day. Imagine a town that small with 10,000 people going there, you know. When they used to tender, they used to tender into Sitka on the, I guess that would be like the southwest side of town. They park ships in Sitka Sound, and then you would tender there. And I remember where they tendered too. There was a little dock. It was like just, I guess that would be like just northwest of the public marina. There was a little dock underneath the bridge, underneath the big bridge that went to Japonsky Island. And that's where the, Japonsky Island was where the airport was. And also the Sitka Air Station, the Sitka buoy tender, the Coast Guard buoy tender was anchored there on the island. And the airport was there that was built in World War II. That's why it had a mile-long runway built well into the sound. I'll tell you, when you took off from there, it was a trip, because they take off and all of a sudden there's land, water, you know, as soon as the reels leave the ground, water. And then when you land, it's a trip too, because it's like water, land, then you landed. So, you know, Juneau Airport is in like a valley, and that it's not bad at all to take off and land from. Ketchikan's a trip, because the airport sits like on the edge of a mountain, on the side of a mountain. So there's like, you look on one side of the wing, mountain, other side of the wing, cliff, down to the water. Now, you might remember when there was all this, you know, stink that, you know, Senator Ted Stevens wanted to build a bridge to nowhere. The bridge to nowhere went from Ketchikan to the island. I don't remember the name of the island. I want to say Admiralty Island, but that could be wrong. But there is the island where the airport is has no bridge unless they built it. So they have a tender. They have a ferry, a little tiny ferry that goes boop, 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 back and forth across the fjord to go from the city of Ketchikan to the island where the airport is. Runs all day long. I don't know. Could run 24 hours for all I know. And people live on that island. And the airport's on that island. And so I have rode the little ferry across to town. Let's see. No. When I've flown through Ketchikan, I never went to the city. When I've been in the town of Ketchikan, it was because I went there on a cruise. I've been to 5 cruises to Southeast Alaska. Last one I went with D, we didn't go to Ketchikan. We went to Juneau, Sitka, Skagway, Victoria, and then they went to the glacier. Got close to the glacier. When I went there in 2022, we couldn't even get close to the glacier. There was too much ice. Now, granted, it was the same ship in 2022 and 4. When I was there with D in 24, we got close. I'd say within a mile of the glacier, so you could at least see it. And all Royal Caribbean, I hate to make a plug for a cruise line, but that cruise line has an ice rating for every ship. I'm sure it's not each. Biggest problem for that ship is it's over 1,000 feet long. And if you got too close, it would be difficult to turn around. You'd have to back out. Now, I got super close to the glacier on my first cruise to Alaska. That was on the Sun Viking. That was the Sun Viking and the Nordic Prince were the first ships from this cruise line that were built specifically for the cruise line. Before that, they bought ships and had them converted. And I went on the Song of Norway in 89. And it was a good-sized cruise ship that was converted. They added the Crown Lounge, and which is true of other ships that they bought, like the Viking Serenade. I went on that ship to Mexico. That was a ferry. The vibration was so bad on that ship because it had car decks in the bottom. I can remember walking through the car decks getting on the ship. And then we never went down there again. Now, I've been on the Alaska Marine Highway System. I've been on a ferry ride all the way to Alaska. So when I went there and came back, you park your car in the ferry's, car deck, and then you walk up. Going to Alaska, I had a room. In fact, I had so little time to pack because I went down south to visit my family from Oregon to Southern California. When I got back, I had 2 days to pack the entire house. My own choice. So I packed almost all night getting ready to go to Alaska. Anyway, I'm digressing a lot. So when I got on the Alaska Marine Highway System, I don't remember the name of it. It was Matanuska or something like that. The SS Matanuska. It was an older ferry. I mean, it was clean. It was nice. There was nothing wrong with it. Your rooms on a ferry like that are not like a cruise ship. We had 2 berths, an upper and lower berth. I think I got on the upper one. I don't even remember. I don't remember if I had upper or lower. All I remember is that I slept for 18 hours when I got on that ship. I was so tired from being up all night from packing. I think I went to bed at 4 in the morning and then had to get up at 6 to get on the road to drive from Bend, Oregon to Bellingham, Washington. So drove over the Cascades, and then I think it was from Portland north all the way through Washington to Bellingham, which is on the northwest coast of Washington, to get the ferry. Anywho, so I've been on 12 cruises total, 12 cruises, 5 to Alaska, 2 to Mexico, Eastern, Southern, and Western Caribbean twice. Let's see. That's 5 to Alaska, Western, Eastern, Southern, Western. So Western twice, Eastern, Southern, Mexico twice. So that's 11 cruises, And Dee and I are going on another one this summer. So looking forward to it. We wanted to go back to Mexico, where we were in August of this year, of last year. It's now 2026. And they had increased the price over $2,000 for the same week. In 1 year, they increased the price $2,000. So guess what? We are not going back to Mexico, at least not there. We're going to go on a cruise instead, which is like a third the price of that resort. All right. So 8 nights for a third of the price of, you know, 7 nights there. So let's go ahead and do the Rumble. Had like 3 false starts to start the show. First, they called, well, I'm exaggerating, 2 false starts. First, they called to say the dogs were ready from the groomer, Lady May in Lexington. You'll see pictures of them if you look at my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. And so Dee went and picked him up from the groomer, and then one of my colleagues called. So I had to call him back, and so here we are, starting the show again. If I seem a little hoarse, that's why. I talk too much. Shocker! That's good radio. All right, let's go ahead and do the Rumble. Turn around and get ready. iPad has shut off. Video reverse. Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for January 10th, the year of our Lord, 2026. First show of 2026. It's great to be back with you. I'll tell you about all of our travels to Colorado. Dee and I went to Colorado to celebrate the new year, and it was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful trip. I don't want to live there, but, you know, I don't think I want to live in the snow. I don't. I've done that. Been there, done that. Did that for 20 years. Lived in Bend, Oregon, where the first winter I was there, they had the worst winter in 10 years. Lived in Southeast Alaska, where we used to get snow, but not as much as you'd think. I don't think we ever got more than 18 inches when I lived there, and it didn't last long because it's just not that cold, like the interior. Southeast Alaska is in the Tongass National Forest, so we got rain virtually every day. 100 inches a year where I lived in Sitka, 300 inches a year in Ketchikan. Rains so much in Southeast Alaska, they don't stop doing anything for any amount of rain. They play baseball in the rain. You name it, they do it in the rain. You wash your truck in the rain. And so that's just what it was like to live there. Don't want to live there again either if I can help it, because it's, you know, until you live somewhere remotely, you really don't understand that you just can't go to the store, buy some bananas. You know, you just can't. Speaking of eating, let me tell you about the trip. It was a wonderful trip. We went to Colorado Springs, and Manitou Springs is where we stayed. Walked around Manitou Springs a lot. Did a little bit in Colorado Springs, but not a lot. For example, we went to the Air Force Academy. Yeah, visitor center's closed. Can't go there. That was fun. It's closed until like May of 2026 for remodeling. So we couldn't see anything. And the campus was virtually shut down, probably because they weren't in session, I would imagine. We went on the Cog Railroad up to Pikes Peak. I haven't been on Pikes Peak before. That was really cool. If you haven't done that, that's something you should do at least once. It's very interesting. A Cog Railroad has 2 rails on the side, and then in the middle, it has gears. And this cog comes down and hits the gears, and that's how it can travel, like, I don't know, it's like something like 27%. It can go up a steep grade with that cog pulling it up the grade. Very interesting. There was like two cogs on the engine, which is on the back or the front, depending on, you know, which way it's going. They can't turn around in a circle, so they go up, you know, and they got a cab in the front and a cab in the back, so they can literally go up like this with the engineer on either end. So that was fun. Let me fix my chair.
again. Seems like I do that every show. Anywho, we'll see. We also went to Garden of the Gods, which was awesome. Now, if you want to talk about God's creation, oh, you can say, you know, it's just a random thing, creation, that all the everything on our planet just popped out randomly. Okay, go to Garden of the Gods and tell me if you still believe that. Because here it's like just a formation of rocks.
Well, okay, but not just volcanic.
Okay, well, it's red here, it's white over here, and I mean, it's just beautiful. So you got to go to Garden of the Gods, and that's why they call it that. The gentleman that founded the park, in his will, he actually wanted the land donated to the city of Colorado Springs. So right on the edge of Colorado Springs, here is this beautiful park, Garden of the Gods. Highly recommend you go there. Highly recommend it. Some of the other places we went to, I would not go to. The Manitou Cliff Dwellings, okay, it was a cliff dwelling, great. Native Americans, awesome. Now it's a tourist trap. Don't recommend you go there because there were so many people there and it just looked too commercial for me. You know what I'm saying? Like they rehabbed the cliff dwellings a bit too much to let people climb on them. No, I didn't like it. Now, the Cave of the Winds in Manitou Springs, I do recommend you go and see that. Now, I'm not going to tell you it's as big as Carlsbad Caverns because it's not, but I do recommend you go there. However, remember this, there are 8,000 steps and you have to like climb through narrow corridors and I'm a big dude, I always will be. And it's not fun. Now, I don't know if you can see this, but see this right here? See this spot right here? It's healed now because it was over a week ago. But I hit my head on a narrow, I got a scab here. There was one over here, and then this one here. I literally came up and hit little tiny stalactites. I'm not kidding you, this passage was like so narrow, I could barely fit through it. And then it went like this, so all there was room for was my head. And it was dark. There was lights on either side, but there were no lights on this passageway. And I should have had a beanie on. That would have cushioned it a little bit. I had a beanie in my pocket, literally, but not on my head. Because I was comfortable. I had a vest on and a long sleeve shirt like this, but I really wasn't that uncomfortable. Anyway, I do recommend you go. I'm just warning that it's going to be a workout. Speaking of which. So on Thursday, New Year's Day, we watched Texas Tech play in the Orange Bowl, and we were very disappointed, of course. It's like Tech's offense didn't even show up. Defense was great. Offense sucked. Sucked bad. And that's why they lost. And I almost feel bad that Oregon got absolutely stomped last night by Indiana, but I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad. Because they weren't that great of a team. It's just that Texas Tech did not play good. And that's proof. Now, Oregon beat Tech by 23-0. I mean, Tech did nothing on offense. They tried to kick a field goal. Missed. Now, granted, it was from 58 yards. So, it's not like I could do that. And then their offense was terrible. And that what killed them the most on offense? Because the defense was great. What killed them the most on offense? It's like two fumbles and three interceptions. I can't remember, two or three interceptions. That's why they lost. You can't turn the ball over like that. So what happened to Oregon? They had like three fumbles in the first quarter. What do you think is going to happen? On their first series, their quarterback threw a pick six. And number five from Indiana scored. Pick six. So anyway, we were very disappointed with that, but I'm still a Texas Tech fan. And it's cold here today. It's winter. It's global cooling in West Texas today. When we got up, it was like 24. It was like in the early, mid-20s. Wind chill was like 13. It was cold when we got up this morning. I got up briefly in the middle of the night, and I turned the heater on for a few minutes because it was 64 in the house. I turned the heat down every night to 60 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm talking to Fahrenheit for my friends and other countries that use Celsius. It was like 60 Fahrenheit in the house. 64 in the house. I turned the heat down automatically with a setback thermostat to 60 in the middle of the night because I don't like the heat running all night. I can hear it. The heater is literally in the mudroom, like in the next room from the master bedroom. And I sleep with earplugs. So even with my earplugs, I can hear the heater cycle on and off. Now it comes on in the morning. So I think this morning on the weekends, it's set to go at like 8. So at 7 in the morning, the heat comes on. I did hear it this morning, and the dog started whining at 7:30, so I got up. But that's okay, because D and... not D. Sorry, D. D didn't go to the groomer. Actually, she is going to the groomer at 1 o'clock today. But but the dogs, Lady May and Lexington... What is it I call her? Lexington Francesca Concord had to go to the groomer this morning. I don't know why I started calling her Lexington. Her name's Lexi. I started calling her Lexington. So Lexington Concord, right? And then Francesca came from Frank. So we were watching some movie, and I said, you know, what was the name of the show? I can't even remember the name of the show. It was an English show. Wasn't Bridgerton. Could have been Bridgerton. No, not Bridgerton. It was Downton Abbey. I think it was Downton Abbey. And one of the main characters has a dog. It's a pug. And I think the dog's name is Mervin or something with an N. Something with an M. And I don't remember what. But I said, that dog looks like Frank from Men in Black. So then I started calling Lexington Francesca. Dee didn't like that because Lexi is a pug and Shih Tzu and kind of looks like Frank. So so now it's Lexington Francesca Concord. So anyway, a long way to go, Kevin, to tell that story. So this morning, took the dogs to the groomer. Got ready for the show. Now, before I started this rumble, I moved the ring light around. Now, remember, I don't know if you watched the last show, but on the last show, I had the ring light, like, it was white right here. It was white right here. And I kept playing with the ring light, couldn't get it to go away. So I changed the colors to red and blue. And so I had, like, blue and red right here going back and forth. Well, I don't like that. I'm not trying to appear professional. You know, somebody asked me, well, you know, you're on some... Chinese bot probably. You're under contract and you're making money off these ads. What are you talking about, lady? No, I don't make a nickel off of doing the rumble. I don't make anything. Why? If you have 25 views a week, do you think you're really going to make money off of it? I'd have to have like 25 million a week to make a living off of this, right? Like Dan Bongino when he was on Rumble. He's probably coming back because now he's not working for the FBI anymore. That stopped at the end of the year. So... anyway, so I moved the ring light, so now it's up there. Now, the light might look different on me, especially if I went like this. If I look down, let's see, if I look down like this, you probably see shadows because the light is all coming from above now instead of coming from this direction. It's still lighting well. See where my hand is? Now, if I put my hand like this, look at the bottom of my hand. See the shadow? Because the light is coming from above now. But I've got a ring light, and then I've got the two LED panels over there that I told you I put in a few shows ago. And then, of course, we also put up the Stephen Roy radio sign, which I've had for years, but just never put up. So, anyway, if we're not careful, we're going to look professional. So, right before I went on vacation, I got on the scale and almost S'd myself. I was almost 300 pounds. Now, if you've watched the show regularly, you probably know I've gained weight. And, I just couldn't believe it. You know, as a former Marine, see the Marine Corps mug back here? As a former Marine, I can't believe I had so little discipline that I allowed myself to get that fat. I really was not happy with my body, did not have a whole lot of energy. Now, on vacation, Dee and I walked so much, I actually lost weight. Are you taking off? Okay, honey, be careful. I love you. Dee's going to get her grooming. You know, I said you were going to get groomed.
Well, hopefully groomed.
Hopefully groomed? Okay. She doesn't want to be on the show. I told you Dee was going to get her hair done. It's spa day, you know, whatever you want to call it. She's going to a hairstylist. She's not going to get groomed, but that is funny, right? It is. Anyway, so I lost 3 pounds on vacation, and believe me, I ate a lot. There was a burger place in Manitou Springs, and it was so good. I had an ahi burger, a seared ahi burger. I'm not kidding you. That ahi steak was like this big. It was like this big around, right? The size of the bun, and this big. And then it had like, I don't even remember what was on it. There was like a wasabi, a aioli sauce on it. It was freaking good, I'm telling you. I'm not gonna mention the name of the place. They don't advertise with us. And then they had like home cut fries. They had like homemade French fries. Freaking good. I had truffle fries the first time. I don't know if it was just the cheese that had truffle oil in it, or if they cooked it in truffle oil, but there was cheese. Could have been Parmesan. I don't know. We went back again because it was so good. And I had a mac and cheese burger because I saw somebody had a mac and cheese burger, so I had one. The mac and cheese was good, but it was so messy. The first time I picked it up, it was like stuff coming out all over the place. So I actually had to cut that into pieces and eat it with a fork. That's how messy it was, but it was still good. Mac and cheeseburger. They also mashed their own hamburgers. They actually pressed their own hamburgers. And so, big old thick hamburger like that. It was so good. It was like, yeah, you know, I don't know about you, but I want a hamburger I can pick up and eat like an apple. Big old hamburger. So in case you couldn't tell, I like to eat. So I lost 3 pounds then. So when Dee and I were at church last Sunday, they were talking about fasting. The church is sponsoring this fasting thing from January 5th to the 25th. And they want people to fast, right? Now, Dee and I tried fasting one day a week, not eating all day, 24 hours, every Monday. And that lasted like 3 weeks, and it just didn't work. Didn't work. So what we're doing now is we're fasting, hopefully every day of the week. I was bad this morning. Well, so we're trying to fast every day for breakfast and dinner. Now, what that means is no food. So for breakfast, we have coffee, a cup of coffee, and a protein shake. And then for lunch, Dee has a protein shake and water. I don't want 2 protein shakes a day. So for lunch, I have a calorie-free Gatorade. So it's an electrolyte, right? Still going to give you some nourishment, but no sugar. So I have an electrolyte drink. I'm not going to mention the name of the brand again. And then I have an energy drink in the afternoon. Now, this energy drink is not supposed to be full of sugar. I don't know. Probably has sugar in it or corn syrup. But it's good. Tastes good. It's little. It's like this big. It's bigger than the red one, but not as big as the R one. And it's really good. And so I usually have that at like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So, bottom line, since I started the diet, I've lost 11 pounds. 11 pounds. So 9 pounds since I got back from vacation. And that's great. That's great. If I can lose 11 pounds a week, I'd be happy. Now Thursday night, I made breakfast for dinner, right? I made a bacon, sausage, Parmesan cheese scramble, and I also baked a pound of bacon and toast. So we hadn't eaten all day Thursday, and that's what we had for dinner. And then last night we went out for Mexican food, and I admit I pigged out. So from yesterday to today, I gained 1/10 of a pound. Now Dee said, you shouldn't get on the scale every day. I was just curious if I gained weight in one day because I pigged out last night eating Mexican food. And yeah, I gained 1/10 of a pound, which is not bad. So because I had so much going on this morning with chores, taking the dogs to the groomer, had to run to the grocery store because I forgot to get something yesterday. We're old people, so we go to the grocery store on Friday night. So I went to the grocery store. It was cold. And so I had the leftover scramble this morning and like three pieces of bacon. So that kind of violated our fast. That's okay. Tomorrow morning I will not eat breakfast. I will have a protein shake because tomorrow we go to church. And Dee and I volunteer our time greeting every other week. It's like two weeks a month. 2 weeks a month we greet. And this and our church is huge. It's so big. They have three services. And there's like 1,000 people in each service. I mean, it is big. It's a big church. So we probably say good morning to several hundred people. And that's great. That's wonderful. You know, first time I went there, nobody greeted us. Nobody. Nobody greeted us at all. That's very important, especially the first time you go to a church, because you want to feel welcome, right? So we greet. And then, so tomorrow we're on the west sanctuary doors, because there's three doors to this sanctuary, because it's so big. And then in 2 weeks, we'll be on the main outside doors. And I joked with one of the pastors, because there's like a dozen pastors there at this church. And like I said, three services every Sunday. They had five services last Easter. I'm not kidding. Five services. They had two on Saturday and three on Sunday. We went on Saturday, and then we went Sunday to my stepdaughter's church in Leveland. In Leveland, which is like the next town directly west of where we live. So, and it's a great church. Methodist church. You know, I don't like it as well as ours, but it's great. Our church is just a non-denominational Christian church. So what's the point of my story? Point of my story is tomorrow we won't eat before we go to church. After church, we'll probably go get some lunch, like a sandwich or something. And then no dinner. If we do, it'll be light. So point of my story is I am going to lose weight. And that's already 20 minutes into the rumble for this week. So let's go to the X, because there is stuff I want to talk about. I saw some stuff. I just responded to a posting from Elon Musk that I wanted to read to you. And there's other interesting stuff that it is worth mentioning. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Listen to this. In Nastifornia. Now, I grew up in Nastifornia. When I grew up in the San Gabriel Valley, which is a suburb just east of L.A., they are suburbs just east of L.A., the San Gabriel Valley. I grew up in Arcadia and Temple City, and I used to spend time in San Gabriel, Alhambra, Rosemead, you know, all around the San Gabriel Valley. And then I went to college in Whittier, California, which is kind of southeast of Arcadia and Temple City. In fact, I played college football there 1 year and then went to Marine Corps like a dummy, which I say all the time. You can't turn back time. Dee always tells me, you know, Teben, if things didn't go the way they did, we would have never met. And she is right. If I would have never came to West Texas to escape Nastifornia in 2017, we never would have met. This is why it upsets me so much to see what's happening in Nastifornia today. Now, if not for X, if not for social media, you would not hear all these things that are happening, you know, all over these United States. And Harmeet Dillon, which I believe is a counsel, that's been appointed from the Trump administration, she mentioned this. Paid family leave for illegal aliens? I s you not. Leave from what? The jobs they were illegally hired for are in violation of federal law. This is insanity. You are right, Harmeet. Gavin Newsom's, I call him French Laundry Gavi, if you don't know, during the Rona, Gavi went to the French Laundry. The French Laundry is a hoopy-doo restaurant in the Napa Valley, and he spent tens of thousands of dollars for him and 20 friends to have dinner unmasked. Now, mind you, during the Rona, French Laundry Gavi expected you to go to a restaurant with a mask and then take your mask off, have a bite of food. So you're supposed to put the mask back on when you weren't putting a bite in your mouth. I mean, this is just stupid. And here's a news flash from your Uncle Steven. Face diapers don't stop viruses. They don't. Even a K95 and M95, they don't stop viruses. If you want to stop a virus, You got to put on a respirator. Do you know what a respirator is? Has big old filters on it. A gas mask that the military used. That is a respirator. Actually filters the air. A freaking dust mask, a surgical mask, does not stop viruses. It only stops bacteria because they're larger. So you can't stop a virus with a face diaper. So you're an idiot. I just saw this Asian woman the other day running around her neighborhood. I see her and her, I assume her husband, running around the neighborhood. Double masked in 2025. Double masked. Saw her not long ago, a week or two ago, running. Double masked. Unless you have an immunodeficiency, you should not be wearing a face diaper in public. You shouldn't be in your car alone with a face diaper. That's just stupid. That's stupid. It really is. So French Laundry Gabby's own CAEDD, that's disability, is openly handing out disability insurance and paid family leave to individuals in this country illegally. They're illegal aliens. They have no social security number. And yet they're getting paid disability. They're getting paid benefits. This is how massive the taxpayer-funded fraud. You and I are paying for this. The taxpayer fraud is so bad in Nastifornia. This is what's happening under French Laundry Gabby's watch. And I wrote, French Laundry Gabby has destroyed the once beautiful state of my wonderful childhood. Thank God I escaped in 2017. I often say, I re-entered the United States north of Muleshoe, June 1st, 2017. I'll never forget it. Drove into Texas, and there it is. Welcome to the great state of Texas. I'm like, yeah. Felt like I was home. And I was just telling Dee this morning, I love living in Texas. Why? Because this is where Dee is. This is where my family is. This is where we worship. This is where my church is. Can you imagine living in a place where people say to you on a daily basis, hey, you have a blessed day. Do you think that would ever happen in Nastifornia? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You'd probably get fired. You probably would. When I worked in Nastifornia, the company wasn't even allowed to put a Christmas tree in the lobby for fear they would offend somebody. I S you not. There are HOAs in Nastifornia that will not allow you to fly the American flag because you might trigger somebody. You might trigger somebody. You can't fly the American flag. Hey, if you don't like it here, here's some advice from your Uncle Steven. Get the F out. Get out if you don't like it here, right? That'd be like you come over to my house for supper, right? We serve supper. You don't like the food. Hey, don't eat it. Don't eat it, right? You know, it amazes me, parents today. You know, if you're a parent, it is not your job to be your child's friend. Do you think I ever said to my mom and dad, you know, I don't like dinner tonight. Make me a hot dog. They would have looked at me like, are you high? You eat what's on the effing table or you go without. That's what happened in my house. And my kids didn't have a say on what I served them when I made them dinner. They either ate what I gave them or they went without. That's it. You don't make 30 meals a day. That's just insane. If you do that, you're an idiot. A colleague of mine told me a story about his friend. His friend's daughter is like, makes me look like a pipsqueak. Why? She has to have ranch with every meal. And I mean every meal. Yeah, but David, she's having French toast. Oh no, she has to have ranch with every meal. That's why she's fat. Look, I'm fat. Not as fat as I was, but I'm still fat. And I'm going to work my A off to lose that weight. Why? Because I don't want to be fat anymore. I already have more energy. You might see that on this show. Right? Isn't it amazing? It's like, the less I eat, the better I feel. Which means I was eating too much. I mean, last night when I ate all that Mexican food, I mean, I pigged out on Mexican food. We had chips and queso. I had beef fajitas, so there was beef fajitas. rice and beans, guacamole, sour cream, cheese, lettuce. Then Dee got a couple of tamales. I mean, they're little. They're like this wide and like this long. And she had a smothered burrito, rice and beans, and two tamales. Well, she couldn't eat one of the tamales, and they're tiny. So I ate it. And you know what? I was so sick, I thought I was going to pass out. It was like a food coma. That was a lot. You know why this is a great show today? Because I'm not talking as much about politics. That's why. Well, let's end with this, since it's already almost 29 minutes in. I mentioned this at the top of the show. Elon posted, why? Why is this happening? The Rabbit Hole posted, what happened to Arena in Asheville was an actual senseless murder. But she got no sympathy from leftist idiots. They didn't care. And Elon asked why. Well, I'll tell you why, Elon. Leftist idiots give less than a rat's A about human beings. You know, I remember this. If there was a puppy on that bus and that dude stabbed the puppy, oh my gosh, people would have lost their effing minds. But a human being, they don't care. You know why? Because that murder did not advance their agenda. Leftist idiots did not gain power or money. They didn't gain wealth from the death of Arena. I wrote, an innocent young woman murdered by a criminal arrested 8,973 times does not help them gain power and money. You can bet the leftist hack in robes is getting paid. Guarantee you she's getting paid our money. She's getting paid taxpayer money. I said she has a shady business on top of her salary paid for by taxpayers. Now, I admit I don't remember her shady business. It was like a nursing home or a child care center or something like that. And she was getting paid. And I guarantee you she was doing no work. And then I said, about to get on my Rumble soapbox, which I have. Casey posted this, and I agree with her. If Renee Good would have been a MAGA supporter, the legacy media response would have been completely opposite. Leftist idiots would have been agreeing with us who see the truth currently and say her actions got her killed. Now, I just saw an account that this woman who was shot's wife said, gun it! Step on it! That's essentially what gun it means, right? Step on the gas! And guess what? She did. I saw a video yesterday that was the dash cam of the law enforcement officer who was hit by this woman. He was hit. You could literally hear the car go boom up against his chest. Boom. He was hit hard. And then he shot her. He shot back. He had the right to defend himself. How much do you think that Honda pilot weighed? What do you think? 2,000 pounds? 2,500 pounds? That is a weapon. And she threw it at him. He had the right to defend himself. If you attack me right now in West Texas, guess what? I will defend myself. And may God have mercy on your soulless soul, on your demonic possessed soul, because you are going to meet your maker if you attack me in West Texas. That's what happened in that incident. All right. We're almost 32 minutes into the Rumble. Thank you so much for watching and listening today. Hey, you have a great day. Have a great week. You have a great night. I hope you have a great new year. Yes. Now you have to. That was a long road to hoe when I said that, wasn't it? All right. Yeah, that's going to do it for me on the podcast today, since we only have 44 minutes left. Let's go ahead and play some music for you. I'm going to start with this one because I am so sick of the lies from all these leftist idiots. So let's play this from Thompson Twins.
Snapped in two, words are made to bend. Bigger, better, from stolen from Japan. Collected from around the world, what's on your mind? Well, Cleopatra died for Egypt. What a waste of time. Some you can't disguise. Twist the truth and half the news. Can't hide it in your eyes. Lies, 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 yeah. Lies, 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 yeah. Lies, 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 yeah. Lies, 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 yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Car is revving in the drive, and I'm not the sort to wait.
My God, RFD!
My stupid mouth has got me in trouble. I said too much again to a date over dinner yesterday, and I could see she was offended. She said, well, anyway, I'm just dying for a subject change. Oh, it's another social casualty. Score one more for me. I forget. Mama said, thank you for speaking. No filter in my head. Oh, what's a boy to do? Guess you better find one soon, yeah. We bit our lips. She looked out the window, rolling tiny balls of napkin paper. I played a quick game of chess with a salt and pepper shaker, and I could see clearly an indelible line was drawn between what was good, what just slipped out, and what went wrong. Oh, the way she feels about me has changed. Thanks for playing, try again. How could I forget? Mama said, thank you for speaking. No filter in my head. Oh, what's a boy to do? Guess you better find a one. I'm never speaking up. One more thing, why is it my fault? So maybe I tried too hard.
it's all because of this desire. I just don't wanna be liked, just don't wanna be funny. Looks like the joke's on me. So call me Captain Backfire. Speaking up again, I'm never speaking up again. Starting now, starting now.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Still got a couple problems, never seem to solve them. I keep thinking I'm letting you down. Still ain't making you proud. Still, why am I trying? Spinning my wheels up 100 mile hill, sliding back down till I'm stuck here in a standstill. But oh, that's when I remember he's working on me. A long list of all the times you don't win. Trying to get it right, ain't getting it right. Still, always hating how that feels. But let me tell you, every rebel in the church got a story like yours. Till they read about grace in a verse and a couple bad words come alive, and you realize he's working on me. When I'm hurting, my God's still working. When I'm reaching, when I'm searching, my God's still working. When I'm broken, hurting, when I'm still searching, my God's still working. When I'm stranded, reaching, I am believing, my God is, he's working on. I need more every day. That's
by the grave robber, pick me up from that rock bottom, wash my soul in that holy water, brought me back to life. Oh, I got stolen by the grave robber, pick me up from that rock bottom, wash my soul in that holy water, brought me back to life. One more soul blown away, one more sinner been saved by grace. This dead man, that grave robber.
Fell across messenger all alone. Can't get no